Comment, note, this is post is part of a pair with returning Earl of 30, returning Earl of 31. Note, another good and related topic that I want cover in depth here is how when building a code-based system, you should be validating your inputs at the boundary of the system. Don't litter every function you write with checks that variables are of a certain type. If you want that, you need to consider TypeScript or any other typed language. On the back end, if you are fetching data from other systems you don't own, you need to be rigorously validating it. On the front end, rigorously validating user input. Everything else in between needs to be rigorously checked via unit testing. Note, I know it's common for developers to return early from functions or write guard clauses. I remain unconvinced, but I do know several programmers that I respect that prefer this. So, maybe I will change my mind later, or maybe I will change everyone else's mind. Yet, software engineering, stack exchanged, com 18,459,36,411. A common issue I see when reviewing code is developers using negative test cases when validating inputs. When validating input, use positive test cases, meaning test that the input variable is the format you want rather than what you don't want. Consider which is more effective. Function consume user input good field on, field 2, if it's number field on, A. It's number field 2, execute behavior you want, return field on, field 2, else execute exceptional case. Function consume user input bad field on, field 2, if is all field on, is all field 2, handle the null case. May there is something special you can do here. If it's undefined field on, it's undefined field 2, handle the undefined case. May there is something special you can do here. Execute behavior you want, return field on, field 2. I think the differences here are obvious. In the bad case, it's more likely to break. Maybe it won't. Maybe your input field has type a number. So in practice, you are dealing with null and numbers. Oh, that's fine. The point is, if you are going to be validating your input, positive test cases won't let anything slip through the cracks. But there is another interesting side effect that should be discussed. In the good case, we are propagating the most interesting code to the top of the function. It's what you probably need to be reading. It gets straight to the point. We need a number, then get on with what you were going to do with it. Littering the top of the function with negative checks is everything I am not interested in. Another scenario that mixes the above but the point remains would be function consume user input good field on, field 2, field on 80, its number field on, field on, 0, field 2, a, is number field 2, 0, return field on, field 2, function consume user input bad field on, field 2. I don't have to tell you an empty array or empty object would slip through the checks in the second function, which could lead to some fun math. What's givable? Come the Nistov and this funny math. I hope I have sufficiently proved in most cases if you need to validate some input, there is a good chance you should be using positive test cases. If you have any exceptions that prove the rule, I would be interested to see them. Hey.